cocksucker motherfucker was my favorite expression, and at 8 years old, I used it defiantly. I was a spunky, sassy mess, and when I spewed that expression, one hand would be on my hip, my middle finger in vast display, and maybe my tongue would be sticking out. If the situation was especially sticky, as backup, I would call upon my big sister Anita. She instilled fear in every boy, girl, woman, man, and dog in Central Falls, Rhode Island. She grew her nails to be a better fighter. She was tough, stylish, talented, and, well, angry. "I'll get my sister Anita to beat your ass," I'd say with confidence. But her being 3 years older than me, she wasn't readily available to protect me. While Anita was the fashionista fighter who was as loved and adored as she was feared, I was none of those things. I was the ride-or-die friend, competitive but shy. When I won spelling contests, I would flaunt my gold star to everyone I saw. It was my way of reminding you of who the hell I was. In the third grade, I challenged the fastest boy at Hunt Street School in Central Falls to a race at recess. It was the dead of winter and everyone showed up. I had my crew, which was mostly girls, and he had his, which was, well, everybody else. My shoes were two sizes too small, and my socks were torn, the part that was supposed to cover my toes. So I took them off and gave them to my friend Rosie, who said to me, "Beat his ass." I didn't beat him. We tied, which was great for old underdog me, but humiliating for him. It was bedlam after that. Every kid in the schoolyard started chanting, "Rematch, rematch! Come on, Chris, you can't let that girl beat you." I peeked at them in a huddle, laughing, staring at me, whispering, "You can't let that nigger beat you." When the teachers heard the commotion and saw my bare feet, I had to stand in the corner, in shame, as if I had done something wrong. Why all the vitriol? I was being bullied constantly. This was one more piece of trauma I was experiencing. My clothes, my hair, my hunger too, and my home life being the big daddy of them all. The attitude, anger, and competitiveness were my only weapons, my arsenal. And when I tell you I needed every tool of that arsenal every day, I'm not exaggerating. At the end of each school day, we had to get in line at the back door and wait until the final bell rang.